The levees must be rebuilt. Hello and welcome everyone for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. Farm Bureau has been able to learn firsthand how recent flooding has devastated many along the Mississippi River. EFBF Jonna Miller reports.
States all along the Mississippi River have been hit with severe flooding. Farm Bureau members from Illinois to Louisiana recently shared stories and damage assessments.
We got a pretty good handle, I think, on the number of acres that have been affected by the flooding. And we ended up at about 3.6 million acres affected, which I will admit is frankly a little bit higher than where I thought we were when the week began. I kind of thought we were at the 2 million acre range or so. But we go state by state. I think we can pretty well document where those numbers come from.
American Farm Bureau Chief Economist Bob Young says the group shared information on a nationwide call and learned Arkansas has 1 million acres affected by the flooding. Illinois, Mississippi, Missouri, and Tennessee were all estimated to have at least 500,000 acres of farmland underwater.
We don't know what the flood's going to leave behind for us. Typically, you'll have obviously a lot of debris, branches, trees, but also a lot of sand and really fine silt that you've got to work back into the dirt. If it was just fields where the water kind of rose up, it sat there for a few days and then went back down, you can kind of work that and conceivably be able to get back in the field and get something planted yet this year. If it's in a field that has a lot of brush, has a lot of sand that's been deposited on it, you're probably going to have to be until next year before you can get that dirt worked and be able to plant it again.
Young says it's critical for the government to act quickly to rebuild the levees.
And there's a reason why we put those levees there. There's a lot of good, very high-quality soil behind it, a lot of good quality fields. We want to get back and protect that. You want some expectation, some certainty that you're protected from most floods before you're going to be willing to go in and make the investment and rebuild and reestablish economic activity in those areas. If the other alternative is to not have that economic activity there, then you could talk about counties where that is the economic base for that county. And to not be able to bring that economic activity back, they'd be in real trouble.
Jonna Miller, Washington.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.